The New Zealand Labour Party is wary of calls for COVID-free nations to provide workers for the coming summer fruit harvest. That is because it is sceptical of the COVID-free status of these countries, most of which are in the Pacific. As a result, it's unwilling to relax bans on summer harvest workers from those countries, despite being urged by growers and the National Party. Eric Frickberg reports.
Fruit left to rot on trees. That's what fruit growers and other summer produce harvesters fear will happen if they don't get enough workers to pick their crops this summer. COVID-19 restrictions are blocking the arrival of workers from the Pacific Islands under the Registered Seasonal Employer or RSE scheme, and not enough New Zealanders can be found to replace them. So last week, Mike Chapman of Horticulture New Zealand proposed a solution.
If we could, from COVID-free countries, get a flow of RSE workers back, that would be the ultimate solution.
In other words, only bring in RSE workers from COVID-free countries. The World Health Organization lists both Solomon Islands and Vanuatu as not having reported cases of COVID, and both nations have traditionally supplied RSE workers for New Zealand. But Labour's agriculture spokesperson Damien O'Connor is concerned about the veracity of their COVID-free status.
None of these little islands are completely free of risk, and we need to ensure that our border policies are robust and that we don't allow COVID to come into the country with RSE workers or anyone else.
Damien O'Connor went on to suggest that some island states might not always keep good official records about what diseases they actually have.
We are not over the border controls that they have in each of these countries. Many are not as robust as New Zealand, so we're mindful that, you know, there may be COVID in some of these countries. And as we know, every week the situation with COVID changes and the risk profile does as well.
Horticulture New Zealand declined to be interviewed on this, saying its earlier position was unchanged. But the National Party's agriculture spokesperson David Bennett says Damien O'Connor's worries could be answered by taking extra precautions.
There's two tiers to it. You know, it's got to be a COVID-free country and a country with a good history in that regard. And then secondly, there's going to be the requirements around the entry and testing and contact tracing and such like. That way we'll be endeavouring to cover all bases as much as we can.
Richard Clarkson is president of the Motueka Fruit Growers Association. He says his members would definitely provide quarantine to give confidence to any essential workers they can get.
We've got space and we've got facilities to be able to quarantine them on site. Its ability to get them into the country is our biggest issue to start with, but we can actually put things in place to make sure that we can guarantee their quarantine and their safety. We don't want to put our RSE workers at risk because they are a lifeline to the industry, really.
Richard Clarkson says horticulture kept going throughout the first lockdown and it could do so again as long as it has enough workers.
That was Eric Frickberg reporting.